Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
There we go.
You know what that means.
That's it.
Look at us. This is crazy.
Yeah,
back good stuff. Back to back coyote. Let me check my level here. Yeah. Back to back coyote coyote events.
Yeah.
We are. How about that sunset? I don't know if we can see it on the video. I mean, when we just walked out, Julie had mentioned the sun was setting over there, but it was hitting the mountains over there.
Yeah.
Just fantastic how awesome that looks. So here we are, show number 47, season 2. Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
James Christopher Foley.
Right. Foo. I almost made him do it again.
Yeah.
Got to throw that middle name in. Yeah, so here we are. We're out at the soccer field. Got some pretty good feedback about the last one at the volleyball.
Good.
There's a better way. This is going to sound much better, much, much better, because you don't have as much noise. That gym is loud, and they had the music going. Good time.
Yeah.
We're out here. The men's CSN soccer match. The women just played. They played Colorado Northwestern. Mm. The women fell. First loss of the year. They fall to 1-1. The final score was 4-2. It was 2-2 at halftime, so kept it close. Just couldn't put it away. So we're here. This is our men's soccer second game, and they're 1-0 as well. They both got games wins up at Truckee Meadow.
Yeah,
you know where that's at?
Truckee, yeah, it's up north.
Up north, yeah, a little west of Reno.
Yeah,
like, is that right? Is that accurate?
I think Truckee runs to, I believe, Tahoe.
Yeah,
to run through it. I don't know if it runs through. I know it runs to Tahoe. Yeah.
And it's right on the California border, I believe.
Yeah.
So here we are, show 47.
Yep.
I got nothing.
Of course, being the Syracuse guy, all I got is we used him for number 20. Joe Morris, he wore 47 at Syracuse. That's all I got. Yeah. All time leading rusher at Syracuse. Yeah.
Real? I mean, he wore 47?
Yeah, 47 in college. Yeah.
Wow. And, of course, you get a Syracuse guy. I got nothing.
Yeah,
I've been striking out the 40s, man. The 40s have been a little bit of a struggle.
A little bit of a struggle, yeah.
We'll have some heavy hitters at the 5-0 spot.
Let's hope so, yeah.
And we'll have some heavy hitters, I think, at the 5-5 spot. Then 60s. I don't even know what we do.
Yeah, trying to think of some offensive linemen or something.
Yeah, that's true.
40's so tough. I butchered Dave Durison last week. I had to end up looking it up when I got home. Not
did
even
you?
Close.
Yeah,
he's in the 20s. He was like 20. He was like 26, not 46.
Oh, really? like you blew it, but you really didn't. Show 47, 46 just got put up this morning. It was worth a shot. Again, we don't know. I don't know. We're unfortunately not live. The good news is I should be able to get this show up. Boom. Get it up tomorrow.
Okay.
Get it right up. Yeah. And then I'll see if there's a way I can upload it to Instagram for all our millions of fans they'll write letters of complaints to the HR department here at the Doodoo and Foo Show. And the email for that is hrdepartment@doodooandfoo.com if you're interested
His assistant Julie's here tonight.
Yeah, we got a special special guest back there, Julie Savage, behind the camera. Literally doesn't want to be on it. behind the camera, we got it's a family affair. We got Trent over there in the blue tent. He's doing the so he's not doing the play by play. Of course, the great James is doing the play by play. He's phenomenal at all sports, right? Yeah. But Trent is right next to him doing the laptop, so he'll update the graphics on the live stream.
Yeah.
So he's over there doing that, and I think we brought it up last week. Trent's full-time here at CSN, and he's working in student events as a student aid job, you know. And then he's over here working sports events. So we were here at 7 this morning. We'll be here until 9:30 tonight.
Got a long day.
Long day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Long day. So tell me, before I give my food review.
Yep.
What did we just have? Or what did I just have? Holy smokes.
It was Don Tortaco.
And is that local right here? It must be close.
Yeah, there's a few. There's one Cheyenne and one on Craig.
And it's a walk-in restaurant?
There's more of them, too. Yeah.
Don Tortaco.
That's what you had, yep.
So, here's my take. Because you said, let's compare it to last week's. The beef taco, shredded beef? Was that shredded beef?
Yeah, it was beef, yeah.
Loaded with meat.
Okay.
I mean, massive amounts of meat.
Okay.
Decent seasoning. I had to add some things to it to get it where I wanted to be. I'm going to give the nod to the tacos to last week.
Yeah, Jalisco. Yeah.
The quesadillas, out of this world.
Okay, good.
Chicken, shredded chicken quesadilla.
Good, good.
Fantastic. I'll give the, I ate two of them. You brought enough food for five people. Between you and Julie. Julie's cooking now. This time of year, she starts cooking, and she sends me to two containers. Oh, almost had a goal here. Two containers of food. Today I'm eating like a cow. I got, and then you show up with food for nine, and then not eat. So here I am, throwing it down. But like you said, it never goes to waste. It
never goes to waste.
So yeah, that quesadilla is really good. Had some sour cream, some guac on it. I mean, not guac. Guac.
Yeah, guacamole. Guac. Yeah.
Tasty. So I like it. That place is good. And that taco wasn't bad. It's just last week's taco was I could eat 40 of those. So we got a win and a win.
Got a win and a win. I'll be able to eat with you next week.
Yeah.
The Jell-O I had was good, though.
Hey, that, and I'm not going to lie. That looked kind of tasty. You had it in a little Tupperware thing, and you were really taking it slow and taking bites. Yeah. No, look at them. Here they come.
Here they come.
It's up to you. Boom. That is, oh, good call, ref. Good call, ref. Let me get out of the way. Good call, ref. Excellent job. Excellent. All right. We're going to go play-by-play here. Number 11 for Colorado Northwestern with a throw-in. And I can pull up a little bit of information here on my phone for the team this week. I couldn't do that for volleyball.
Here, I'll get CSN's team.
Look obviously. At that kick. Oh, good header. Header's going the other way. Defensive. Sports. Men's soccer.
There you go.
Let's go roster. Coach Miguel Rubio is the men's coach. This is his second season. In his first season, he did make it to the playoffs, the ACCAC playoffs. They made, just like us, they came in as the four seed, and they played the number one seed, and there's no other way to put it. They got rolled. Mm. I actually went on that trip. We went to Arizona Western. Arizona Western is really good. Yeah. I want to say they only had like two or three Americans, players from all over the world. I mean, and we had played them pretty tough here. I don't know if we beat them or tied them, one of the two, so they were not happy.
Yeah.
I want to say we might have beat them here.
Hey, that's a heck of an achievement, with especially the way the recruiting rule, how they want you to recruit here at CSN. And that's what makes it even all that more special, right?
Yeah.
When you can play teams to, you know,
whether
you tie them or beat them.
And it didn't go well. There were some suspensions and some stuff that had happened for that playoff game, which was unfortunate. But I really enjoyed going on the game. And I talked to, you know, we have Nick Garitano is our, what do we call it? Program manager, basically interim AD.
Okay.
So I talked to Nick, and I talked to Yvonne Wade last year about this, is about going on some road trips with other teams to see how they do things.
Right.
I just think it's a great idea to learn and see what they do, because they may do something that I want to adopt.
Yeah.
So it was fun going on the road trip. Yeah.
Very good.
So tell me about the news that I didn't know. I just haven't been on my phone. I've been busy. And a little NFL news. That's pretty big news.
Yeah, that's, the Cowboys trading Micah Parsons to the Packers. They got 2 first-round picks out of it and a player as well.
Is that a fair get? Who won in that?
Who knows? Who knows?
Micah Parsons.
That might have been the most anybody was offering. Maybe that's what they wanted. To me, and I know it's a lot, but I would have had to have gotten back more than what the Cowboys, maybe 3 first rounds, or maybe 2 firsts and a second, maybe another player to go along with it. That's just my opinion on it, right? And the Packers went ahead and signed him to 4 years, $188 million, I think $136 million guaranteed. We were talking about it, and he's the closest thing that I've seen to Lawrence Taylor. Now, I don't watch all these games like I used to, right? Of course, I'm at work watching him, and that's how I get to see him. He's not on a level of Lawrence Taylor, but just coming off that edge and getting to that quarterback, there's nobody like him in the league, obviously, right? But
I like that comparison to LT, and the reason I like it is I like it for a reason, but I also the difference, in my opinion, in those two is LT was talented is all get up, but it was aggression.
Oh,
it
was that mean, man.
He was mean, dude. Yeah. Micah Parsons is just his technique, speed, strength.
Yeah,
he's not like LT was spitting, and
that's what I mean. He's not on the level of LT.
No,
but he's the closest thing I've seen since LT.
Yeah, it's a immediate upgrade for the Packers. Yeah. I mean, I forget because think about it, and I know. What could those 2 first round picks be? Yeah. Anything. Could be anything. Yeah. Yep. Could be nothing. Yeah. You don't know, right? Yeah. So you know what you're getting with Micah Parsons. So yeah. I think Green Bay's got a bit of a steal. I agree. They need to probably get more than 2 first rounds.
I would have asked for a lot more, whether you get it or not. Then if you don't get it, then you don't get it. You stay with Parsons. And if Parsons doesn't want to play, then he's not going to play. You know what I mean?
We all know Jerry Jones and the whole, how he handles things. And what do you think the fans think of this if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan? Are you sick to your stomach?
Oh, yeah, if I'm a Cowboys fan, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I flat out don't like it. If I'm a Cowboys fan, yeah. To me, he's that good from what I've seen with the games that I've seen Dallas play.
You have 3 seconds to answer this question. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's more than 3 seconds. But Eagles will probably repeat.
1, boom, Eagles. You hear that? You hear that, Eric Lopes?
Yeah, it's...
Got an Eagles fan over here.
I could see a repeat Eagles-Chiefs. I said that to somebody at work the other day.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's that many really good teams.
Good teams, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
By the Eagles, staying healthy, they should win that East. I won't say no problem, but they should win that East.
Yeah. How are the Steelers going to be? Is that going to make a difference at all, Aaron Rodgers?
A little bit of a tough division with the Ravens. Yeah. Yep. And if the Bengals can ever put a full year together, you know what I mean? They'll be all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mike Tomlin's never had a losing record.
That's unbelievable.
So you're going to have a shot there.
Yep.
They might be all right. I don't know. To me, I don't think Russell Wilson had too bad of a year last year with Pittsburgh, right?
No, it was serviceable. I mean, I don't know with the age and the coming back from the Achilles.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And blah blah blah. I don't know that it's an upgrade from Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
right, exactly.
Listen, he's not what he was.
No,
and he's never gonna be what he was. So, is it just a nameplate? I don't know. Now, you brought up a team that I just think the Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to click this year, and I think it's a little bit of destiny with Lamar. I think he's got to package a whole year together as an incredible runner, incredible passer, and I think his team's going to rally and they're going to win the big ones this year. So I'm with you. Sorry, Eric. I like the Eagles a lot. I think they just have a solid, well-rounded team. Yeah. And, of course, Kansas City. Okay, Brett. Brett's over there. Brett's on camera. We probably can't zoom in, but, you know, that's his squad, Kansas City.
You're going to always have a shot in every game when you have Mahomes, and that's why.
Yeah.
And you're right. Everybody's waiting for the Ravens to finally do it.
Yeah.
Until they do it, they do it. But, but like I said, just not that many. To me, there's just not that many good teams there, not that many good quarterbacks, not that many good coaches.
So the Giants is a no?
No, yeah. That's
Patriots,
it.
I'm going to go with a no, although I like Vrabel. I think he's going to need more than a couple years, but and I know you can't go by preseason, but I like some of the preseason stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the Giants and the Giants and the Patriots are not going to make it this year. Not going to make it to the Super Bowl.
You know, the Giants might be a little bit better. I like the quarterback situation this year a lot better than last year, of course, right? Mm-hmm. Defense will be good if they can, you know, stay off the field, if the offense helps them stay off the field.
Yep.
But I don't know. They can't beat Dallas. They can't beat Philly. Oh, they got close with Dallas. They lost both games to Washington last year.
Washington was good last year.
They were
year,
good.
Man.
Although they would have won that. I could say they could have won that first game. They lost their kicker in the opening kickoff, the Giants. So they tried to punt for an extra point. He missed. So now they can't kick a field goal, can't kick extra points. He went for two. They missed them both, right? So, but still, what would that have gave? Even if they won that game, that would have gave them four wins last year.
Right. Yeah.
The Giants, a tough division for
Daniel them. Jones is.
He's starting for the Colts.
No way.
Yeah, that's what I saw. He's starting for the Colts. Yep.
I mean.
Maybe he needed to get out of New York. We'll see.
Maybe. You know, there's two sides to every coin, right?
Yeah.
And we've seen it happen before where, you know, forget about it. Let's just go right to Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady was fourth string, and he was the last pick in the draft. I mean, you know, you got to get your situation, and you never know.
What is the score? Oh, 0-0.
0-0. Okay. 0-0. So they, what did they do? 45-minute halves.
Yeah.
0-0.
Coming up on 24 minutes in.
Now let's play. I'm gonna give you. You get 20 guesses. That's a lot of guesses. 20 guesses to guess which former CSN Coyote female basketball player is running the clock over there. You can ask questions, and I'll answer them as best I can, unless it's going to give you the answer.
No. Is Kyra back?
Kyra's not back. What's up, Kyra?
She's not back.
Kyra's not back. Kyra did a solid 3 years on – that's what Trent's doing is Kyra's old. Trent's doing the laptop. Kyra, that's one. Boom.
I think it's one of the girls this year, right?
Not one of the girls this year.
Oh, she's not here.
Nope.
Former girl. Is Aaliyah back in town?
Aaliyah is not back in town.
Not
that's
back
two.
Back in town.
We're going to 10. 20 is way too many. You got 8 left.
Former. Okay.
Former.
Former. Yeah. Yeah, you did say former. Yeah, right.
You tell me when you need a hint.
Shoot. I'm not going to go with any of the girls that just played because they got to be in school now at their places, right? So how about KJ?
Great guess. No.
But no.
3 down, 7 to go. Here we go.
I got to start remembering some of the girls.
It's definitely, I mean... You know this girl. 100%.
Does she have her own business now?
She does not have her own business. Okay, she's...
I won't say
I'm gonna let you guess.
Nope, I won't say that.
Who was the... this won't count. Who was it? Who are you
thinking? Was going to say Destiny Bird.
Destiny Bird, yeah. She's doing big things down in... A lot more in Atlanta. She got into some physical, training outside of basketball as well. Fitness... classes that she's doing. I sent her a nice little message and said, so proud of you, because she's just a go-getter, man. But nope, not Destiny Bird. Didn't count. You still got 7 left.
Okay.
You're in the right world a little bit.
Yeah, I got to remember some of the girls, man.
Oh, when I say it, you're going to go, my bad.
No.
Somebody that you have seen in the last year, physically seen, and maybe even talked to.
Paige?
Hey!
Paige Grant, there
Paige Grant.
Bad. It only took me four.
Yeah. So Paige is over there.
Good.
So
very good.
Did you know what Paige's dream job is? Have I ever told you that?
No.
She wants to be an NBA ref.
Good for her.
And she's wanted to be an NBA WNBA ref since I've met her, like the day I met her.
Good for her.
So she has done a ton of refereeing, like local stuff. And now me running the score program with SNOA, I have an opportunity for her. I'm like, hey, it's not reffing, but it's game management.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm in. Let's go. Good. So she's over there running the clock.
That's a good start.
And Trent's running the laptop.
That's awesome. No, that's good. Very good.
Yeah, yeah. Good old Paige Grant. Yeah.
Too bad we can't turn this camera around and show this little girl. She's got to be 2 years old kicking this ball around.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Learning. Yeah, we got a nice crowd over here, this whole left section. I don't think the camera can quite see it, but they get a nice little crowd out here. Obviously, we don't charge. This is so this is right next to the school, but this is a city field. So we work with the North Las Vegas Park and Recs. They did a really good job bringing the field back to life. It was pretty beat up just a couple weeks ago. But yeah, we just have a connection right there. And the whole crew is over there. I think Nick Garitano's.
Got the softball fields out here. We used to play in the softball fields.
Yep. Oh, there's a bunch of fields over there. And then they got a track just on the other side of this hill.
Yeah.
We definitely come down here with the team more so off season and run the little track. It's not quite a regulation track, but good enough. And then there's a little hill. Little hill. My former players would be like, little. Nothing little about it.
I think the hydro tubes used to be out here. We used to do the hydro tubes.
Really?
I think they were right here. On the street, I think.
Wait a minute, what's hydro tube?
Hydro tube, like you got the tube and it's water. It's like it's almost like a it's not quite a Cowabunga Bay or a Wet and Wild, but it was just hydro tubes and you're going down and into a pool, this, that, and the other thing. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, I think that was this is where we came, down this way. Where you can get down here in 5-10 minutes.
If there was a pool and some hydro tubing, I'd be doing it right now. Yeah. What a beautiful night, huh? August.
Yeah. Oh, this is great out right now. You know what I mean? We used to say this is perfect softball.
Yeah,
right
this is great. This is great. Yeah. Not too hot, not too sweaty.
No.
Not too humid. Pretty good. So we just finished our first week of basketball practice.
How'd that go?
I think it went fantastic. Coach Lori Bird started her new assistant coaching role here at CSN.
Fantastic hire.
Oh, man. Yeah. She's such a sweetheart. Yeah. Not only, of course, I could talk for days about her basketball knowledge and ability and coaching, but she is just a fantastic person. And a really good fit. And I believe her and I have had a lot of conversations. It's a good time for her, too. Like, she's, you know, not all situations are great ones, and I'm not going to speak on her behalf, but she needed to reset and enjoy the game again and enjoy coaching. And, of course, her and I are going to, you know, we're like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah,
so.
I was gonna say, what a better place than this.
So we got four good, solid days in. We had I had a special guest come the beginning of practice today and talk to the girls. Did I tell you that?
No.
Destiny Brown.
Very good.
She had the day off.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I sent her a message yesterday. I said, "Hey, just want to let you know I'm proud of you." And she wrote back and she's like, "I have a day off tomorrow. I'd love to come over." And I said, "Hey, come talk to the team, hang out for practice." So on her one day off,
good for her.
She comes over. So I bring the girls up. They were all excited. I said, "You know, it's funny. A lot of girls, I talk about Destiny Brown so much. I reference her so much. Not only her ability and her game and a joy to be around, but also our first 4.0 student on that. Not the first, but she's the first plaque on the 4.0 student plaque. And just how we've been able to stay connected player coach for so many years. And so she came in and talked to the girls. It was awesome. It's really cool to be able to have players come back.
Absolutely. She's a good kid, too.
Yeah, great kid. So they're starting tomorrow. They kind of go full time. They really get after it. But she had some really good things to say. Before I brought the girls up, I'm like, listen, Des, don't sit here and go, coach is the best. And I said, I appreciate it if you were going to do that. But just, you don't have to. Like, just tell them, blah, blah, blah. And what did she do?
Coaches 30, the best.
30 minutes of you guys don't get it. She's like, I only stayed 1 year and I wish to God I stayed a second year. She's like, you know, giving her reasons and all that. And she's just like, coach and this. And I'm like, I just told you not to do that. But it was nice. And Coach Bird's like, nah, you deserve your flowers. And it was nice. So she stuck around and then came to the gym and we started practice. And I said, "What drills you want to see?" So I let her pick a couple drills. Yeah, she
cool,
didn't.
Cool.
Yeah, but and we talked about Maine, and you know, we're building a pretty solid alumni list.
Oh,
over here
no doubt, no yeah. doubt, Dan. Oh, no doubt, you'll be having alumni games before too long.
Volleyball. Well, that's where we're at last week. Yeah. I was gonna say volleyball had one. You know who won the whole thing?
I'm gonna say the alumni.
Yep,
that's right. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, yeah. that's a good sign, and you know, it means we talked about it last game. Is are you kidding me? Maine and Destiny Brown and Adrian and Faith and KB and Aaliyah and I mean, I could go down the list. I don't even want to miss anybody.
No,
Jordan and Paige and I mean, is keep going. I mean, Selena and Kayla and. The alumni list. Holy smokes!
Yep.
So
that's what I'm saying. You're gonna have one soon.
Yeah, 3 to 4 years from now, when those guys are all finished, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good to have Des come down. So it was a good week. We finished. We went really hard. Obviously, the first couple days, went in the weight room. We did some conditioning. I'm not gonna mention names, but it's just a fun little thing. A couple were kissing the trash barrels.
They got to get used to it. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. But I did like, you know, we had talked before. What I really liked is just a couple drills where we talked about and looked at pressure in the ball on 94 feet. And
it's
a couple kids that are, it's in their DNA.
Yeah.
And that was kind of fun to watch. So we're excited. It's it was an interesting first week. And now they get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And we'll be back. And, of course, it's not practice. It's a PEX class. So it's basketball. It's weight, strength, conditioning. Yeah. Not really doing too much X's and O's. It's a little bit more basketball skill work, conditioning.
Without the ball.
Yeah, sometimes with the ball. We can go with the ball.
Okay.
But actually, Destiny said that. She said, which I didn't remember. It's so funny.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think I have a pretty good memory. She's like, they said, what is something you always remember? She said, our first practice with Coach Savage, we practiced for 2.5 hours and we did not use a ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we did? She's like, because I didn't remember that. She's like, no, you had us playing games and blah, blah, blah. And so it was great. It was great to have Des down. It's up on Instagram. So when we're done with the show, take a peek.
Yeah.
Girls had some good questions and
good, very good. Are you gonna? Is it always 4 days a week practice, or are you gonna do five, or eventually will you get
six.
Up to five? You get up to six. Okay.
Yeah. So what it is? Yeah. It's very interesting. We're not practicing right now, right? So you can't practice until October 1st.
Right, there's regulations. And stuff,
right. Yeah. So October 1st is the first day. Remember, it's funny. Who was I talking to? James, or who was I talking to? We were talking about the old Midnight Madness.
Do
you remember the Midnight Madness?
They
don't even do it anymore. Nobody does it. It's not even a thing anymore.
Really? Listen. Maybe it's been, okay. I thought I saw it a few years back, but okay. It could be gone.
It could be.
I don't think everybody does it, right?
Nobody cares. It used to be the biggest thing. I would wait up, and it used to be October 15th was the date. Back in the day, so it was the night of the 14th at midnight Madness. ESPN would go to all the big gyms. I have a VHS cassette of one of the years. I want to say it was 91 or 90 91, and UMass, John Calipari, Lou Rowe,
remember Lou Rowe,
Marcus Camby.
I was gonna say Camby was on that team.
Edgar Padilla,
yep.
Dante Bright. I mean, I can go on and on.
Yeah.
And they kicked over to it, and I just remember Marcus Camby was 7 foot but skinny, and he was doing like a straight up dunk thing. He was trying to dunk as many times as he could. His pants, shorts kept falling off. They had to cut from the show. But I have that Midnight Madness on VHS tape.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll have to pull it up. That'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, no more Midnight Madness. So back to the question was, the first day of school until October 1st, we can do strength and conditioning 2 days a week, and we can do basketball skills 2 days a week. So that's how we get in the gym 4 days. Most schools do something like that, a basketball class, a conditioning class, whatever, some sort of sport class.
Yeah.
And when October 1st comes, then you can go, you technically could go 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But we go six. We don't really, we, only thing we ever do on Sundays is travel. Like if it's a late away game far away on a Saturday, we'll come back on a Sunday. So we don't travel. So yeah, that's just a chance to start getting stronger in the weight room. Brett Taylor, shout out BT.
Yep.
He's got our weight programs locked in.
Good.
Which is good. So yeah, no, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Give us an update on the Syracuse. How's Syracuse looking with the recruits this year?
The baskets?
Yeah, the hoops.
I think they got Carmelo's kid coming in, right? That's one of the big recruits. Tough conference they're in. I think they'll be right in the middle of the pack again.
Yeah.
Actually, I think they were on the bottom half last year, right? But
not by much, though. They started rough and then won a little, right?
They still had a losing record the first time in my memory.
Yeah.
Right,
well, Adrian Autry still, right?
Adrian Autry. Oh, I think maybe a couple of years ago were they 2 games under one of Boeheim's last year's.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Is the hot seat warm at all? I mean, you can't have too many losing seasons in Syracuse.
No, you can't, but you got to give him some time.
But he's also Adrian Autry.
It's Adrian. But here, you know, you like to say he's got to get his kids in. A lot of it's the NIL nowadays.
His kids are gone the next year anyways.
And the chancellor's stepping down next year from what I just read. Now, could that be good? Could that be bad? Hopefully it's a good thing, and hopefully they'll start spending some more NIL money.
Yeah.
That's what Syracuse said. If Syracuse wants to compete in the ACC, they're going to have to spend more NIL money than they are right now to get the kids there. I mean, they're getting, you know, the transfers that they're getting, not top-notch, but they're getting some kids, and they're losing kids. Every team goes through it.
Yep.
But for Syracuse, if they want to compete in the ACC, they're going to have to start spending some of that NIL money to get some kids. I mean, kids. I'm talking, you know, they can draft a 5-star kids. You got to keep them there.
Yep.
But I'm talking, if some of these kids want to transfer that are legit, they got to go get these kids. Not second tier, not second, third tier kids that are trained. Syracuse has to get first tier kids. Attendance was down last year at the Syracuse games.
Wow.
Which is odd because there's not much to do in Syracuse.
Nah,
it's all about the dome and watching
games.
And they for the longest time, they were held the record for attendance each season.
And that's
gone down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I still think you got to give Autry a few more years. And then,
of course,
and then go from there.
For sure. I think you got to get your system in. But you got to couple that with a little bit of winning, a little bit more than 50-50, you know, 500.
Oh, you have to.
Because now you're trying to recruit at a losing program, and that's just hard, especially
hard
in the
do.
NIL money days.
Hard to do. You know, Syracuse was, you hate to say the word lock, but they were always a lock for the tournament. Now they're having to win the ACC tournament to get into the tournament, or they're on the bubble, right?
Yeah,
they became a lock to a bubble team to having to win this ACC tournament to get into the tournament.
Now. And isn't it funny that you look at, like, as time goes on, right? It's just crazy that, you know, when we were kids, Syracuse wasn't a lock; they were a 1, 2, 3, or 4 seed.
Yeah,
that was how that happened, right? Now these younger kids that don't know, they think teams like Creighton and, you know what I mean, like Xavier, teams that when we were younger, they were, they might get in, they might not. Now, those are the teams that the locks.
Yeah, those
you know
are,
what I mean?
Yeah. It's, so I don't know. It's, you know, with Syracuse, the days of Derek Coleman and Billy Owens and Sherman Douglas and Stephen Thompson and Ronnie Cicely. I could keep going, yeah. Of course, but they're not getting those type of guys. Although Cicely was, I don't want to say project, but Cicely got better
each year, became one of the best players
in Syracuse history. But
I don't think a lot of kids are going to schools like Syracuse to get better either. They just want to go play at this level. And
they want to go to winners. Yeah. You're right, they want to play.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of these kids transfer, because they want to play.
Yep.
Right, but anyway, of course, go to a winner. Like you said, it's tough to recruit kids if you're not winning, man.
Yeah. What about what does Melo's kid look like first year?
He could start.
Yeah.
He could start and be all right. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be what his dad was. Obviously,
he doesn't have the size, does he? Are they?
No, he's a few inches shorter, I believe. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Those damn wives. They always screwing up the height gap. Julie.
She's on the phone, yeah.
Playing backgammon.
But hey, listen, Dan, if he does what his father did one year, wins the championship, and he's out, I'll take it, right?
Hey, listen, he does that. Yeah. Their whole family should go in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
All of the Hall of Fames.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Ooh. Yep. Corner kick. And then football, where's football going to land?
They lost just about everything on offense. I don't know if they're going to get that double-digit wins this year. I don't know if they're going to make the bowl this year.
Because last year they had 12 wins? 11.
Where did they go? Something like that. I got to look. I can't even remember off the top of my head. But they made the bowl. They made a run at the ACC. But they lost a lot on offense. They start out with Tennessee Saturday. That's going to be a very tough game for them.
College basketball season. Tennessee Volunteers. Is it at Tennessee?
Well, for the football.
Football. No, I'm saying. But
For the basketball.
No. For football.
Yeah, they start
Is it
out.
At Tennessee?
That game.
Oh, they're in trouble.
Well.
They're in trouble. If it's at Tennessee.
Yeah, that game. Why do I want to say that game's almost at a neutral site? Let me see this thing here.
Syracuse Orange Man.
I know they play Saturday.
Football team. There it is.
Excuse me.
It says, is it at 24 Tennessee?
Let me see.
And then they host UConn.
Oops. It's that's in Atlanta,
Pacific
Georgia.
Pacific.
It's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh wow.
You know, but yeah.
Tennessee. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, that's a tough start.
There you go. There's the win probability.
Where do they got them at? Where you see that at? Oh, for that game there.
Tennessee 84% chance of winning. Syracuse 16.
Yeah, to me it probably should be higher. I get it's a neutral site. I get it, but you'll probably get more Tennessee fans. Although Syracuse travel well. They do travel well.
Yeah.
But you're going to get a lot of Tennessee fans there.
Well, we got to see Tennessee. You and your dad got to see John Wallace watch Tennessee last year, right?
Syracuse came out here and played UNLV.
Last year, right?
Yeah, last year. Yeah.
And that was a heck of a game.
Went to overtime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Syracuse basketball is supposed to come out here.
That would be so cool.
But I don't know.
Play at the T-Mobile. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
play at the Thomas Mack. Play UNLV.
They could bring that to the T-Mobile.
They got Josh Pastner ready to start the new era. Ooh, that almost went in.
And Syracuse went 10-3 last year in football.
I thought it was 11.
Right, 12. That's what I'm saying. The double digit wins. I don't know, but Pastner, I like him as a coach.
I really like him.
I think that's a
Georgia
good hire.
Georgia Tech, Memphis.
Yeah,
I think he's done some good things. I think he's an energy guy, not to say that Kruger wasn't or whatever, but I don't know. Kruger just landed as a pretty good assistant job. I think Iowa State Iowa or Iowa State, Purdue, something like that. Really good assistant spot.
Good.
Yeah. I got a really good – I don't want to give it too much information, but I had a real nice – Pac-12 team call about CC today.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
He said, oh.
I am not shocked.
Yeah, I had a nice conversation with a coach, and I believe he's connecting with her today.
Good for her.
Good
for him.
Good for him. She's going to be a heck of a player. And listen, it's almost, you know, who knows what the NCAA is going to do with giving the kids a year back. The JUCO kids last year got a year back.
I thought that was going
in,
too.
Yeah, that almost went in. Well, how much time we got? 11? Oh, I can't see. 16? 6?
Coming up on 6.
6 minutes?
First half.
Where was I? Oh, the NCAA getting a year back. And you know, Destiny Brown was referencing it today, and nobody knows, but she's like, you're probably going to get both years back. And she's like, imagine, go here, how good you get, and then go play 4 years of Division One or Division Two, whatever it is. You get, imagine that. Like, and it hasn't happened, so I'm not promising anything. I don't want to put that disclaimer out there. But Destiny Brown was bringing it up and saying, you know, go to a JUCO with here in this situation for 2 years and then go play.
I still have 4 years.
Coaches want that.
You know,
it's, and CeCe's a younger player too. Just turned 19 last week.
Okay.
So, you know, wherever she goes next year, she's going to be 19 when she steps on campus. Yeah. Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be 19 at a Division One campus next year, 2 years of JUCO.
Going into her third year of playing, yeah.
And probably get 3 years, most likely. So, 3 to 4. So, yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's a pretty cool call today, and that's only gonna pick up. So it'll be a fun year, man. This is kind of cool. I like this. It's really good weather.
A very nice weather.
And what's funny is, I did, you know, I've done soccer now for a couple years out here. I used to do the game day management, which I don't do right now, not this particular. And I used to set up, and these games at the end of August were brutal last year.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh,
that way.
I'm sure.
Oh,
corner kick. He kept it here. Okay.
Brutal
workout this guy's getting.
Oh, yeah,
he's up and down, this guy.
Yeah.
But the ref. But end of August, brutal. Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is nice right now.
It's like a cool breeze. Yeah. Oh, we got a runaway soccer ball.
Got a runaway ball.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Don't hit the tripod, buddy. That's all I ask. All right, here we go. Number one, CNCC, Colorado Northwestern. Oh, got a live one.
Let's see where this corner kick goes. Oh,
yep.
Go. Hit that over here.
You're welcome.
Uh-oh. Okay, they blocked it. So I wonder how much of this they can get this field in.
And we're not getting much of that. I wanted to try to at least get the CSN if we score down here. We don't want to see Colorado Northwestern scoring. The Spartans from Rangeley, Colorado. I really do miss playing them. That Scenic West, that's an old Scenic West foe. Their women's team comes down and plays in our holiday tournament. Shout out to Coach Carter. He's in his second year at CNCC, and he's gonna do all right. He just needs a minute up there to get the right players in place. But he's already done a good job. And Coach Eric, who was there before him, just good people. They had a really good play-by-play. Second best besides our guy James Hernandez. Their play-by-play guy is nuts, and he makes it fun. It's CNCC, but that's a ride, man. Eight and a half hours, depending on if there's snow. Rangeley, Colorado has nothing. Oh, that was almost a score. But we've been up there in straight blizzards. And actually, Destiny Brown brought that up. She said, the kids kept saying, another memory about Coach. And she said, we attacked him with snow one time. I went into a restaurant to see if they were on the bus. I went into the restaurant to see if there was enough room for a team. And I was coming out to let them know. And they all had gotten snowballs and just absolutely destroyed me.
it's memories.
Yeah, great, that's memories. What she remembers.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So fun day, long day. Got any plans this weekend? Obviously, you're working.
No plans this weekend.
Some big college football games.
Full slate. Jeez, full slate Saturday. Yeah.
Not even full slate. There's some matchups, some monster matchups.
Texas, Ohio State, no. Oh. Right? Is that one of them, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
At Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's the one they banned Dave Portnoy. I don't know if you follow Barstool Sports or Dave Portnoy or
Portnoy.
He's the one who does the pizza reviews.
Yeah.
One bite, everyone knows the rules, and Ohio State banned him, and he's part of the Fox crew now. And Ohio State said, "Not on our campus, buddy." And I don't know all the details, but that's how I know that game is a big one. Texas at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's got a big one. That's a couple big ones.
Yeah, see if Notre Dame, right, they lost Ohio State in the championship game last year, right?
Yeah. And then, geez, who did Hawaii just beat?
Yeah, they won.
Stanford?
They were at home last week, I think, right?
Beat Stanford.
Is that who it was? Can't remember who that was. But yeah, I know they were at home and won that game.
Yeah, right? You don't want to go to Hawaii and play. It's just.
Yeah. When do you really go to Hawaii and play, or do you go to vacation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or do you go to play?
You know yeah. I got a phone call out of the blue from Faith Marshberg today.
Okay.
Shout out, Faith. First
good,
time
I've
got a text or two here or there, but she's like, "Hey, coach." I was like,
"That's awesome."
Did you butt dial me? Because, like, where is this Faith really calling me? But she was very excited and telling me all about her new school and all that stuff. So that was the first time I've heard from Faith in a long time.
Yeah.
She's like, "It just feels weird, man, not being at CSN." So,
I don't doubt that.
But I said, "Look at let's check the boxes of where you're at and what you're doing, because she's gonna love it. She's gonna love Coach doing all that stuff." I said, "How's the facilities?" She's like, "Coach, it's crazy. It's it's Alaska Airlines Arena. It's insane. Like the fact that it's Division II is unbelievable."
Yeah.
I said, "Full ride. School's paid for. Check the box. Check the box." You're going to Hawaii twice this year to play in tournaments. Check the box.
That's awesome, yeah.
She's like, "No, I know. I said, "You're not wearing Under Armour anymore. Nike, check the box."
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, so glad." So, yeah. Good.
Great experience.
Yeah, it's all good. I love. Did I tell you I'm starting to write a book? Did I tell you that?
Nah.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right.
I started writing a book a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Truth be told, the whole it's all done with ChatGPT. Meaning, what you do is I talk, just like I'm doing now. I'll talk and I'll say, "All right, I'm going to talk about my junior college experience, my coaches, my teammates, my academic experience. So let's start this chapter." And it goes, "Okay." And I'll say, "Give me some prompts, some questions to get me going. Where was your school? Blah blah blah." So I say Becker College. "I was a captain." Give me some, it'll ask me more questions. Give us some insight on the. And then it just learns. It's crazy.
Interesting.
It learns and starts asking you now more detailed questions. So it'll go look up, as it's asking you questions, the roster for 1990-91. It'll say, "You and Lewis Scott were captains. Tell us about your relationship with Lewis." Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh, man, Lewis, my guy." And it's so all you're doing is answering questions, and this thing's writing the book for you.
It's writing it for you. Wow.
It's ghostwriting. I mean, it's just a digital version of ghostwriting. It's... A lot of people don't write their own books. You know, they have ghostwriters to interview you and then write the book.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah, very good.
But I'm super excited. I have so many great chapters and kind of outlining the book right now. I posted it on social media that I'm writing a book called Savage Culture.
Okay.
So I don't know that that's going to be the book name, but it's going to be fun. You might make an appearance. The girls are up there trying to make bets on who's going to be in the what CSN players are going to be in the book the most, and they said Aaliyah and Faith and Destiny Brown, and I'm like, well, you never know.
You never know. Yeah.
Look at this guy coming over. Looks like first rate security.
My man, right there. You my man too. That's my man too.
Who's that? Who's that? You got to go around the pole. You got to go around the pole. So now you're on the camera. Hey, look who it is, everybody. It's Trent.
Security.
Security's here.
Mikey.
Security's here.
What's up, brother?
Yeah. The infamous or famous Trent Savage.
It's him.
Making an appearance.
Yes.
Look at us, man.
Yeah.
44 minutes. We're going to.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We're going to call it a day. Maybe check the. I don't know. I know you guys have had a long day. I don't know that I'm going to stay for the whole game. The good thing with these games now that I don't really technically have to stay is I can watch the whole thing on my phone.
Yeah.
But 0-0, we got a pretty decent game.
We made it just in time, too, coming straight from work, getting the food. The timing worked out perfect.
Nah, that was good. Yeah, yeah.
It was great, yeah.
Yep. I don't know how we do a live event at a basketball game when I'm coaching. I'd throw a little secret mic on.
Can you imagine? Yeah, you could dupe it.
Right? Right?
You can make it look like you were doing it while you were coaching in a game.
Just put a little speaker in my ear, and you run it, and just be like, thumbs up, thumbs down if you think, and I'll just be like, put a camera on me. We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll do one in the men's game, but it would be crazy loud in there for a men's game.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't even be able to. In my office, I can't even hear myself think when the men are going.
That gym is loud, yeah.
Gym is loud. It's the benefit of that small little gym.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely a home crowd. Yeah. I mean, a home court advantage.
Yeah.
Last thing before we go, our volleyball team is up at Salt Lake. I don't know if I brought that up in the beginning of the show, but they left this morning. They got a couple. Actually, they got a tough one. First game of the year tomorrow morning is versus the fifth ranked team in the country, Utah State, Eastern. So that's going to be welcome to JUCO basket, welcome to JUCO sports. Yep. But I'm really happy. I like the direction that Coach Contessa and her staff are building. I know the wins will come, and I think I'm just excited for them to have a good experience and get on the road. And you know, when you do all that work to get ready, that first trip is just like, feels great.
Yeah.
And especially when you're a true freshman, they get the per diem cards and they get the, all the stuff. So exciting stuff. What do you think? That was pretty fun.
No, yeah, it was good. Weather was good.
Weather was great.
I don't know if Julie was listening or not, but that's okay.
Nope. And she, we got a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
We got a thumbs up. Oh, this must've been a
Trent
good show.
Come by. That's good.
Where's Trent? Get him on the camera.
Yeah.
Our AD, Nick Garitano, said he said, bring an extra mic. I'll come over.
Yeah, but that'd be good.
Looks like he chickened out. We'll definitely get Nick, if you're watching this, which everybody watches this show, we definitely got to get Nick on. He is number one, UNLV football player.
Oh.
His son's over at UNLV. His daughter's up with the sports department up at Utah Tech. Nick is obviously a phenomenal baseball coach. And we're becoming pretty good friends, too. I like Nick a lot. I think him and I, we had talked about some stuff earlier today and just cut from the same cloth. We both kind of think the same way, like figure it out and get it done type mentality. Yeah. So,
Local guy.
Yeah. Nick's a good dude. And
Is he in the Las Vegas Sports Hall of Fame yet or no? If not, we got to petition that.
Let's do it.
I mean, he was a guy, high school out here, college.
Yep.
Coaching college out here.
Oh,
everything he's done and accomplished.
100%.
I got to look that up. If not, we got to start doing something about that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And he had a record. I think his record at UNLV was just broken last year or the year before. It was a record that stood for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
Nick's a good dude. CSN Sports, just keep moving in the right direction. I think we're going to have a good year in the classroom. I think we're pretty dialed in with our academic advisor, Betsy Anderson, and our coaches are pretty dialed in to let's push the limits academically, and let's win on the field, on the court, and on the diamond. So I'm pretty excited for this year's – I'm very excited for this year's CSN Sports, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good season,
yeah.
All right, bud. Well, geez, 48 coming up. And who knows when we'll do that. It'll probably be, I guess we could shoot for Tuesday again.
Okay.
I only moved it to Thursday just to try to catch this game.
Sure. Absolutely.
We'll be back in the Doodoo and Foo studio, in the studio. I was gonna run to Walgreens and get the logo and put it somewhere. I'm like, I probably will do that at some point, just in case we're on the road, just throw it in the background.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'll be fun. All right, bud.
All right. Good show. Yep.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Yep. See you guys. Yep. Bye. Yep.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.